We are now ready for the Monday morning huddle with Carolina football general manager Michael Lombardi, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. We are joined now on the phone by Michael Lombardi. Michael, thank you so much for making time this morning.
No, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And congratulations on the first win. What were your takeaways in terms of progress seen from last week to this week?
Well, you know, I think ultimately everything you do when it comes to football is evaluating why you win, why you lose, and you have to be honest in both areas. And so I think it was good to get a W, certainly, but there's room for improvement. I thought our team came back on a short week and with a rain delay, having to wait for the game and played well enough to win the game, but certainly there's a lot of room for improvement, something we strive for. There's a standard of excellence that Coach Belichick preaches that, you know, we're going to keep trying to reach. And certainly after two games and 25 practices, it's hard to get there right away.
Visiting with UNC football general manager Michael Lombardi. And I wanted to ask kind of a more community-based question here for folks in Chapel Hill. You know, we're 2 weeks in, and it seems like it's been a little bit of a roller coaster already. And I know folks in the community really want to support the team and the players, and I wonder if you could talk a little bit about how folks in the community could be doing that.
Oh, I think the enthusiasm that we had here for the first game obviously was disappointing, but I think that's the best way to support the team. You know, come out, be vocal, show up for the game. I mean, we have a 3:30 kick this week against Richmond. You know, we're sold out for the stadium and we've sold out for the season, and we need all the people to come and support the team as we improve. I think one thing we've noticed, Bill and I, when we did the walk on before we played TCU, is there's a tremendous amount of enthusiasm for football here in this town, at this university, and throughout the state. And just walking that path, he and I looked at each other. We've been in Super Bowl parades before, and that was as big as a Super Bowl parade as anything we've ever seen after you win a Super Bowl. So I think this support is there. And, you know, one game obviously was disappointing. And, you know, we're building this thing for the long term. We're not building this thing for one game.
Visiting with UNC football general manager Michael Lombardi. And I do want to circle back on that Charlotte game in just a moment, but because we're talking about that game day experience, I did want to kind of check in from your side. How was the Chapel Thrill experience, and what can folks expect this weekend when we do round two of that?
We're going to do it again. We have musical acts. I think everything's going to happen again. Probably will be a beautiful day on Saturday. You know, we're not quite to fall, but the weather feels like fall, and so it's a great day to come out, watch college football, support the team, and watch us grow. I think one of the things you measure with football is the growth of your team. I mean, no team starts out the year where it's going to end the year. I mean, Coach Belichick and I have been a part of organizations. Heck, I beat Pittsburgh in 1989. We opened up the season and we beat them 51-0, and then 6 weeks later they beat us 17-7. So it's not really how you start, it's how you prepare and how you get better each and every day. Like yesterday, we had all our players that didn't participate in the Charlotte game went out and had a full contact practice and loved it and embraced it. It was one of the best practices I've seen. So I think the enthusiasm with our football team is there. And with this, all the game day events that we have planned through Rick Bearcat and his department over at the university have done a tremendous job. So we're looking forward to it.
Wanted to circle back around on some football questions now from that Charlotte game. It felt like people that I talked to, at least, there was like a quarterback conversation going on. I wouldn't call it a controversy necessarily, but Gio Lopez showed some really nice things against Charlotte. How nice is it to have a quarterback who can create with his legs?
Well, that's what Gio did at South Alabama. You know, he's never really played under center before. I think this is the first time any offense has asked him to play under center, and he's adapted to it, and he's done a really nice job. You know, last week against TCU, we really didn't throw the ball much in the first half to kind of get him into a rhythm. I think this game, we went into the game believing to get him in a rhythm. The first three passes, he connected and we scored a touchdown. But Gio's got a lot of skill. He's a playmaker. And I think what fans saw on Saturday was his competitiveness. I mean, when we needed a play, he took responsibility to make the play. And I think that's something you want from your quarterback.
The folks that I talk to that think most intensely about football are talking a lot about the offensive and defensive line. How does this team get better at controlling the trenches during a game?
Well, I mean, look, I think with last week against Charlotte, we did. I think they, what did they run for? Less than 60 yards on so many, they had 29 yards on 21 yards on 29 carries. So we really did a good job of neutralizing their offensive line. And I think there were points of the TCU game that we were able to do that. You know, the TCU game is a little bit of a misconception. I mean, I know these people that analyze football from afar, but it's a 10-7 game with 4 minutes to go. And then we started to beat ourselves, turn the ball over, you know, had a poor drive to end the half, lost the middle eight, and then gave up the long run to start, and the game got away from us. But I think that's something that you have to constantly evaluate when it comes to football, why you win, why you lose. I think we're going to get better. You know, we've had 25 practices. The offensive and defensive linemen take time to develop. I think what you saw from Deontay Robinson, Leroy Jackson, Mecca Hart last week against Charlotte was really where our defensive line started to play well. And offensively, you know, we're a work in progress with our offensive line, but we were able to pass protect well. And I think our offense is starting to get in gear.
Just about out of time, but I did want to check in to see if there's anything that you think folks should be keeping an eye on for this weekend's game.
Well, I think it's, again, all about improvement, right? Every day our program is built on 1% improvement every single day, and I think that's something we want to look forward to is, can we improve? Can we keep getting better? And hopefully we'll do that against the Richmond Spiders.
Visiting with Michael Lombardi, UNC football general manager. Is there anything else you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
No, I think, you know, this has been a tremendous opportunity for us. And this week, you know, Saturday afternoon, starting into the fall, great weather, you know, great venue. We hope everybody comes out and supports the team.
Thank you so much for your time and good luck this weekend. Thanks for listening to the Monday Morning Huddle with Carolina Football General Manager Michael Lombardi, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Save $50 when you spend $150 or more on automotive services during football season at any of Chapel Hill Tire's 12 area locations. Just use promo code DOTG25 when you schedule your appointment. And make sure to tune in to 97.9 The Hill for Carolina football games during Inside Carolina Live pregame show. Listen for the Drive Happy Drive of the Game presented by Chapel Hill Tire.